Most of you know that I have been a closet philatelist. Most of you know that I have been a closet philatelist for several years.
7 years.
Several years. Almost 45 years. I've been a closet philatelist. If you're going to do anything in a closet, you should philately. I know there are some people who do things in closets they shouldn't do. Philately in the closet is okay. I'm coming out of the closet. In fact, I've been coming out of the closet. In fact, what a lot of people don't know, I was in Columbus before I arrived by television. This year, I was in Columbus at their big stamp exhibit and won the grand. In fact, I will be representing Columbus, Ohio, in the Tournament of Champions down in San Diego with my collection. See, the Columbus is already tied to me like it or lump it. I went to Columbus. Colopex, they call it. The closet philatelist went to Colopex and won the grand. And Columbus had better cheer for me, because I will be representing Columbus, Ohio, in San Diego at the Tournament of Champions with my exhibit that I won the grand on at Colopex in Columbus, Ohio, as I came out of the closet and became an open philatelist instead of a closet philatelist. Now, a lot of my people know about this. I talk about stamps all the time. We have a crusade every year or so to try to wake up the postal department, put St. Paul on stamps. World's greatest letter writer. Not even represented on U.S. stamps. They used to tell me separation church and state. Now they got Luther and St. Francis of Assisi and about to put Father Sarah on. More people read Paul's letters than anybody that ever wrote letters. They ought to feature him on National Letter Writing Week. In fact, I think I'm going to start another letter writing campaign this year. They ought to put me on a stamp advisory committee. We'd get intelligent stamps. Put some weird things on stamps, you know. And the great world's greatest letter writer has never been on a stamp in the United States. Closest they come is the 10-cent 1901 Pan Am stamp, SS St. Paul, named for a ship that's named for a city that was named for Paul. And then the U.S. government committed fraud, because I got the original artist drawings, and they painted the SS St. Louis, and then put SS St. Paul on it. And then I should stay mad about Paul being neglected on stamps. Bureaucrats. Hate bureaucrats. Just hate bureaucrats. Just hate bureaucrats. The missing link. Darwin never would have had to go look at reptiles. They'd just gone look at bureaucrats. Now, I have an announcement. I'm preaching Sunday morning at King's House 1. You better fill the place up, because I go berserk if you don't. I've decided that I'm going to let my people go look at one of my lifetime achievements. I am exhibiting... I am not going to put my ice truck on display. Sorry. But I am going to enter another one of my collections in competition. Would you all like to go see it? In fact, I haven't got a whole bunch of free tickets here. Discount tickets. Discount tickets. Discount tickets. My people don't get discounts to see anything that I provide. I don't want you to develop bad habits. I'm going to burn those discount tickets. You pay the full bill. I mean, the sponsors of the show thought that my people would be motivated to go with some discount tickets. My people don't go discount anywhere. They go first class. I ain't going to let my people be spoiled. No discounts at the King's House on Sunday. Stamp Expo 85. Stamp Expo 85. Get the camera on that. Stamp Expo 85, California. Honors International Youth Year, August 2nd to 4th, Sheraton Anaheim Hotel. You know where the Sheraton Anaheim is, don't you? Sheraton Anaheim Hotel starts at noon tomorrow, from noon to 6 or 7, I'm not sure. No, it's noon to 7, I can see it right here. Showtime's Friday. Showtime's Friday, noon to 7 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, you just stay away from the place on Sunday. You go there on Sunday, it had nothing to do with religion. I mean, you can go to heaven there just as well as you can go in the King's House, but I want not to go berserk. You come to the King's House Sunday. Now, I am showing one of my collections there. I expect to win. Everywhere I go, I expect to win. Winning's the only thing. What is this business about learning to lose? Losing is just preparation for new wins. I'm like Patton, I'd retreat hill, advance to the rear. Now, do you folks want to go see? Some of you never been to a stamp show in your life. Let's invade the place. Oh, my King's House, let's all plan to go Saturday. Saturday. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you look for the Gene Scott collection on Bavaria, the German state. And you go down there and walk around the building three times and say, in the name of Jesus, let Gene win. Let's stack the deck. No, I really do. I think philately is one of the great joys of life, and it's related to this play we're doing on FDR. FDR was one of the few presidents that was a philatelist, and he's on record as saying that about the only thing that would enable him to relax at night was he'd take his stamps out and look at them. The joy of philately needs to be communicated. Some of you need to introduce your kids to it. Take your kids. They need to learn about philately and get turned on to it. I love stamp collecting. You can teach history from stamps. You can teach music from stamps. Teach art from stamps. I can teach about God from stamps. Teaches people to do research. Plus, facts fun to win. How many of you want to go down there Saturday? Let me see your hand. You can go to Anaheim Saturday, can't you? It's the Anaheim Sheraton Hotel. I don't know what the charge is. It's $2. Senior citizens, 50 cents. All of you try to look like you're 62. children under 12 admitted free when accompanied by an adult. Showtimes, Friday, noon to 7 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I mean, these poor little old stage stamp shows have never seen a crowd in so long. If my crowd shows up, they're liable to have to call the paramedics to keep a few of them from dying on the spot. Philately. Now, I've come out of the closet, and I am exhibiting the German state Bavaria, a lifetime love affair I've had with this collection. If I don't teach anything else, I teach the pursuit of excellence. Damn it, if you're going to do something, give it all you got. Do it right. If you're going to sort gravel in a parking lot, do it right. And there is a discipline that I learned doing a PhD at Stanford University that has never left me. One prof made me retype my whole dissertation, over 400 pages, because there was one grammatical error on one page. Oh, I hated him. I sat for hours and salivated at the thought of holding him down and driving little short carpet tacks in his head. Best thing that ever happened to me. And I had to bring the one with the error in it. Oh, I couldn't just bring that page in. I had to bring both copies in, original form, just to make sure I didn't just type one page. The point was, I shouldn't have presented it with that error. I thought I could get away with it. Flattery and exhibiting, if it's done right, teaches that kind of organization and attention to detail. You go down and critically analyze my exhibit. I like to share with my people. You've already said you'll go. Rest of you out there, just change your plans. You can go to the beach after you go to the Sheraton Hotel. Sheraton Anaheim Hotel, Saturday, August 3rd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can go and look at the product of a lifetime. I'm proud of it. I want you to see it. Okay? What is it quiet for? Some say that kissing's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? You're all crazy. You're absolutely all crazy. Now, I started out singing serious. That's one of the great songs. And you started mocking me. You embarrassed me in front of all these new cities. I thought that was going to last until we got into Washington, D.C. I mean, just think. The bureaucrats coming home at this hour. They needed to see that. Oh. To those that have never heard this before, I flew home one night on my jet, and we'd been up a day and a night and were tired, and a friend on the jet told me about a church where the pastor had rewritten Amazing Grace. Now, that's like spitting on a flag. That song, written by an old slaver who had cried out to God in the midst of a storm off the coast of Africa, is not supposed to be rewritten. But anyway, he started singing it. We subsequently learned it was to the tune of an old Irish ditty, so he didn't really rewrite it. You don't sing Amazing Grace. You go Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. You got to sing it the right way. If you're going to sing with me, shut up. It's sung to an Irish ditty. And I got home and told my people, and thought they'd listen like a nice class should listen, and they started mocking me and been doing it ever since. Don't you feel awful about it? Yeah, I can tell. Now, if you're going to do it, also do it Southern style. Was blind, but now I can see. I can see. Plus the fact that ending there doesn't make sense to me at all. Oh, beautiful sea. I'll be, hey, what are you doing? Count me down? I don't want to count me down. Do Amazing Grace right now. Oh, crazy. Now you know why that I throw the phone lines open and ask you to call me. I've got to have some contact with sanity in the midst of all this. It still doesn't make any sense what Ron says at the end. Oh, beautiful sea. I once was blind, but now I can see. Oh, beautiful sea. No way. You don't get any more. You don't get any more. Enough's enough. Amon. You didn't learn to say it right. You got to say Amon. Well, back to serious things. Reincarnation. The case has two interesting sequels. Oh, you'd rather sing than get this. Huh, you're not going to give me that kind of expression and get me to teach. I thought you wanted me to finish this. I've made some announcements, and I need my people to tell me they're going to be in the King's House Sunday. If you're going to the stamp show, take your kids. Talk to the dealers and start them, and it'd be a good place in Southern California to start your kids in the Disneyland stamps. That's kind of interesting stamp collecting. But I think you should go and see 45 years of your pastor's work, don't you? Yes, sir. I mean, when I preach, I research something pretty thoroughly, don't I?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have stamps too. You might see me there. One never knows, does one? Well, he can say it his way, I'll say it my way. Now, before I start teaching, I mean, we've already used up half the night doing nothing. Before I start teaching serious subjects, I want to know that I got a class. I can't believe anybody's still watching after that. Now, Columbus, don't ask me what this is about. I don't know. I mean, if you enjoy it, don't question it.
Get on that telephone. Now, wait a minute. That's a little advice from your pastor now. Get on the telephone. Are those phones ringing or not?
Reach on now.
Are those telephones ringing? If there's anybody there, answer the phone. I feel like maybe they want me to go home and not do anything tonight. Enough's enough. So if there's anybody there, you get on a telephone. And if in Columbus, Ohio, you think you can stand this program, you better call me and also call your station tomorrow and say, don't let them go till we figure out what it is. Well, I want to know to bring everybody back down to life. Dallas, Fort Worth, I have some Fort Worth people saying, would you bring the play to Fort Worth? Sure. We'll start in Dallas and we can move over to Fort Worth.
No.
North Carolina saying, will you ever bring your play to Winston-Salem? I sure will. Sure will.
at all these people from Columbus. Columbus, Ohio. I haven't figured out if he's a lunatic or a genius or both. Well, I must be a genius. I got him fooled. But I like him. That's all that counts. I like people like me. Columbus, Ohio, I love the program. Columbus, Ohio, we like it. Columbus, Ohio, what's he talking about? I haven't talked about anything yet. I watch him back home in Maryland, and I'm glad he's here. Columbus, Ohio, I'd like to hear the rest of the story. Singing's pretty good, but I guess we... Oh, pretty bad. Singing's pretty bad, but I guess we can stand it. Well, you know, that warms you up for the teaching. Bellefontaine, Ohio, I'm listening. You're four out, Doc. Columbus is here. Columbus, what's this all about? We don't know yet. You got Ron? Play Ron on the organ. Playing Precious Memories. Reservations are still pouring in for my play. Thank you.
Winston-Salem. Doc, how do I get to the Memphis birthday party? Do I need a reservation? Nope, just come and go to Jazz, or rather Blues Alley in Memphis, Tennessee. They're throwing a birthday party for me. Western Port, Maryland. Doc, I really like you a lot. You're better than all them other people on TV put together. The answer to your other question is yes. North Carolina, I've really and thoroughly enjoyed the program. Christians do not need to be boring, do they? No, they sure don't. Memphis. Doc, did you see Elvis' airplane while in Memphis? Airplanes, you mean? I wanted to cry. I couldn't believe those airplanes were just sitting on the ground. That's criminal. They ought to be flying. But they were nice. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I thought I was a terrible singer until I heard you sing Amazing Grace. Columbus, Ohio. Doc, you ought to seriously think about getting on earlier in Columbus. Well, are you sure them other people that go to bed early could take us? Columbus, Ohio. I called the station and they've received a lot of favorable calls. Jammed the switchboard. Well, call them again tomorrow. I really need you to call the station if you want me to stay on and call me. Columbus, Ohio, stand up to watch. New watcher, so I won't ask what it is. Columbus, Ohio, I just got home from work. First time watcher. Does he really believe in reincarnation? I don't know. I told you last night I don't. I don't believe in it, but I respect the evidence, and I don't think it should be put down. And you better know how to take into account the evidence. Memphis, Ohio. Is there any way of getting you on earlier in the evening, Doc? I love the program. Somebody wants the pyramid book from Columbus. Marysville, Ohio. What is this? How long has he been on? Well, this is very interesting. Looks like you're having fun. You got it. Saugus, I'd like to come to the Beverly Theater. Is there an admission charge? No. Will there be child care? Always. Anywhere I go when I'm speaking, there's child care. Just know that there's child care. Can you tell us where the Sheraton is listed, or the address? Yes. For you that are going to the Stamp Expo 85, so you can see your pastor's exhibit, it's 1015 West Ball Road. The Ball Road exit south off Santa Ana Freeway. Santa Ana Freeway, take the Ball Road exit south, and you're right there at the Sheraton Anaheim Hotel. Stamp Expo 85. You go and you look for the Gene Scott exhibit. It's Bavaria, B-A-V-A-R-I-A, German states. I want you to see 45 years of your pastor's labor. I've come out of the closet. I've been a closet philatelist. Most philatelists are very secretive, and I decided I want to show what I have. Maybe I can inspire some of the kids in my congregation to start collecting stamps. That's what needs to be done. Okay? I want to know one more time. Now I'm about ready to start teaching, so get all these calls done. They're using up valuable time, but I want you to call me. I'm telling you, these Columbus, Ohio folks are nice people. Columbus, Ohio, this is interesting. Watch for the first time last night. I work late, so it's nice to have someone to watch this time of night. Columbus, Ohio, what in the hell is going on? Well, I don't know what in hell's going on. I know where I'm from here. Thorndike, Ohio. First time watcher, this is interesting. Well, I haven't done anything yet. Columbus, Ohio, get on with it. I really enjoy his show. Columbus, Ohio, what's this all about? Columbus, Ohio, I caught just part of the story last night. When will the teaching start? Well, it was supposed to start an hour ago, but we got sidetracked. I really enjoy the show. For some reason,
says, I really enjoy the show for some reason. Columbus, Ohio, new watcher, what is it? Well, we don't know yet. Columbus, Ohio, would you say hi to Marcy? That's my name. Hi to Marcy. I've been watching him tonight. Newark, Ohio, I don't know what this is, but I love it. I just tuned him on last night. Columbus, Ohio, keep the good work going. I was mad it went off at 3:30 last night. It's interesting. Gahoma, Ohio. I'm waiting for the rest of the teaching on reincarnation. I stayed up all last night watching. Galloway, Ohio. I just want to know what his name was. I'm watching for the first time. I think it's terrific. I'm taping it to show my son because he won't believe it. What's his name? Gene Scott. How do I write him? Gene Scott, Glendale, California. 91205, and it's too hot in here. You know, I got to talk. Going to go out and talk, stop you from on the phone and sing you down. Sing them down. That's what I'll do. Sing them down. Where's my musicians? You go do that, Mike. Nobody else knows how to do it. Anybody else touch it, they'll ruin it. Nobody's listening to me. They're on the phone. I can't teach with you on the phone. Don't revolve my face. He won't. Why can't you figure out what key I'm going to sing in before I sing? That's what I was going to sing in.